This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Yes, you were expecting to see the lovely and talented Dave Biddle today. He is on the disabled list for a day, so I am filling in. Apologize, we're a little bit late today given the pinch hitting aspect. So it'll be me and the Dean, Bill Kerlick, talking transfer portal, talking recruiting. Let's talk Manscaped. Call them what you want. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use code BUCKNUTS for 20% off and free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town. These babies are waterproof too. Need I say more? For the basic trim, go with the 3.0, the lawnmower 3.0 plus, or the 4.0, or the 5.0 ultra. Three ball trimmers. Isn't it awesome? These trimmers come with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport. This right here is on the cutting edge of cutting it up. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. All right. Speaking of looking good, it's the Dean. Bill, great appreciation for yourself. We are pinch hitting today for Dave. Dave is a little bit under the weather. Shocker, not like the Dean, impervious to outside influence. All right, Bill. The transfer portal. Here's the guys. I must come clean. We ended yesterday's show with exuberance that Will Johnson had transferred, and lo and behold, we got duped by the internet. I apologize for that, everyone. Will Johnson, apparently happy and healthy in Ann Arbor. We will see him eventually. Guess it's not the first time I've been duped. Certainly won't be the last. And it happens. What are you going to do? I have up now, unfortunately, for everyone else. Excuse me, the actual transfer portal in real time here. And I can tell you the last person to enter it was... he'll come up here in a sec. Not that many Buckeyes, though, Bill. I think it was Samuel Brown of the University of Houston, wide receiver, so we don't want him. All right, Bill. This was supposed to be kind of signing day and the NFL draft and your anniversary all rolled into one. Lo and behold, it has not been the fireworks display that we expected. Surprised? Were we wrong? Josh Pate told us we were going to have massive upheaval, and I love Josh, but it just hasn't happened as yet. Your thoughts?
Well, there's still time, is my first thought. And that's not a prediction, by the way. I'm not predicting there's going to be a lot of fireworks and all, but I am just saying there's still time. You know, we talked about this yesterday, Dan. The first order of business this week won't be to go out and recruit on the road. This week is devoted to roster management, and that includes keeping your players at Ohio State. They did a tremendous job of player retention in December and January. Big part of why they are one of the picks to win it all this year. They don't really like guys just walking out the door, so to speak. So they're working on that this week. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be more. As you know, Dan, they've had two so far, Dallin Hayden and Cedric Hawkins. I don't think those will be the last two. But I also don't think it'll be 10, 12, 14 guys walking out the door. I think, you know, there'll be some more to come, I think, but not in mass is my prediction. And then, you look to see who's going to replace him. I don't know about you, but as I looked in the portal, there was only one name yesterday that I would say, hey, Ohio State should get that guy, and that's being Caden Proctor. And Caden Proctor, unless he shocks the world, is going to be at Alabama.
Yeah, when you go into the transfer portal, there is actually a box you can check that says, don't contact me. And he has that box checked. So Caden Proctor he's in the transfer portal, but he's not in the transfer portal, as I air quoted up, nerdy like that. Let's go over the guys they have lost. Dallin Hayden, I think we all thought that was going to happen. Cedric Hawkins, you know, even when Cedric committed here, you kind of knew it was a little bit of a long shot that he would ever get on the field. So I don't think it's a huge loss. And I will say this, I checked with some sources again this morning and was told nobody major. There is some expectation other people may transfer out. When they say nobody major, nobody in the two deep. Is that how you see it, Bill?
Yeah, and you remember just a matter of weeks ago, there were all the Caleb Downs rumors and everything because of Twitter or X and all that. And, you know, you just had to be kind of if you were going to believe all of that, then, you know, well, let's move on from that. Caleb Downs was not going anywhere, and I don't expect anything like that to happen. Now, are there guys that I could see moving on because they're just not going to play? Certainly. I mean, kids want to play. And when I say kids, I mean 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds, they want to play. And sometimes you figure out that, well, I'm probably not going to play here. But on the other hand, it can sometimes be a pretty good thing to be at Ohio State and not necessarily be a starter or second teamer. You're still getting a great education. You're still getting taken care of pretty well. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Also, if you check it out and really, if you're not going to ever play, I get it. You should probably transfer. The guys who've come to Ohio State are probably they're good enough to play college football. And some of them, I mean, you could not start here and still be good enough to play in the NFL. I know people, that sounds hard to get across. But that's key. I mean, if you're going to play here eventually and you stick it out, good things tend to happen to people like that. Steel Chambers is getting drafted. Terry McLaurin never really was a starter here. When Terry McLaurin got drafted, we were like, oh, he's a great gunner on special teams. Terry's more than a gunner. So, if you can stick it out here and get on the field eventually, you will likely get a nice long career in the NFL. So good for that.
Other thing to mention on that, Dan, I had a recruit I was talking to this weekend after the spring game, and he talked about all of the connections that can be made by going to Ohio State, what it can mean to you after your NFL career and all those things, and how that was impressed upon him during his visit this past weekend at Ohio State. Hey, you come in here and you're going to have all kinds of connections. You're going to be in good shape, whether you play in the NFL or not. And we hope you play in the NFL, and you may well play in the NFL. Good chance, but you're going to be well connected by coming here. And they emphasize that to recruits, and it is something to think about.
No question. The Real Life Wednesdays. Is that what it used to be called? Or is, I don't know if it's still called Started Under Urban, was a big deal. And let's just say this, Columbus is not headed down as a city. It is expanding. Businesses are moving there by the day. The Pentium plants, the Intel plants being worked on. So Columbus is the spot. Everyone wants to be near the Dean. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, related to that, I was talking, taking a short walk with my beautiful wife of almost 39 years, I might add, last night. And through the neighborhood, somebody said, Bill, where are they getting all of this NIL money? Mm. And I said, well, I said, I don't know that I will answer that exactly, but I know it's there. And if Columbus and all the business connections and all those things wasn't as good as it is, there wouldn't be all that NIL money.
And we've said this since the NIL era and this current iteration started. Ohio State didn't change the rules. They just had the most money. So once the rules were changed to this and the alumni has gotten involved, I mean, apply to Ohio State, and they will let you know what their alumni network is like. It's part of their pitch. My daughter became very close to attending there. So, come on. It's Ohio State. Let's be real. All right, Bill.
And something you said a few years ago, you said that Ohio State, nobody knows where exactly this NIL is going and what's going to happen. But Ohio State, you said, will be one of the ones that figure it out. And they have. They have figured it out. Now, are they perfect? No, nobody's perfect. Nobody gets everybody they want. But they figured it out pretty well. Take a look at their roster right now.
Football matters at Ohio State. We know this. And, you know, like we said, we didn't change the rules. The genie's not going back in the bottle either, people. Keep in mind. They may change the details of it, but no matter what they do, no matter how it's changed, Ohio State will adjust and kick tail. That's just one of the best things about being a Buckeyes fan. I tell people this all the time. When you're complaining about the Buckeyes, I get it, but try being a fan of some of the other teams I have above these guys that never win. We are spoiled here, man. And I say that on the precipice of a season in which I've exchanged emails with Mr. Bucknuts just talking about how geeked we are and that this might be the most geeked we are for a season in a long, long time. All right, Bill, people are asking. There was a War Daddy series piece done yesterday for 24/7 Sports. Every recruiting cycle, they drill down on the biggest and the best in the class, referred to as War Daddies. David Sanders is exactly that. He addresses Ohio State in the article. It is kind of got a Southern vibe, I would say, the article, in that Ohio State does appear to be the one team north of the Mason-Dixon. I don't even know if that's true. I just say that has a chance. Kind of bring us up to speed, and I will say this. He's about as impressive an all-around lineman, offensive lineman, as we've seen in a while.
Yeah, that article, that War Daddy article, was done by Anna Adams, who does a great job. She used to be with the Clemson site. She's a national person now and does a great job and did a great job with that article. And, you know, I've said for a little bit now that I think Ohio State made some gains with David Sanders on his spring visit. That was only his second time at Ohio State, so it gave Ohio State a chance to catch up a little bit. He had been to every other school on his list at least three times. Ohio State was kind of catching up a little bit because, as you mentioned, you know, he is his list is Southern, favors the Southern schools. I felt like at the time that Ohio State may have got into his top three, and I still do. I still think Clemson and Alabama are up there, and Ohio State has moved up there, and then you just can't count out Georgia. But as you mentioned, Dan, it is all Southern schools except for Ohio State. That can be an advantage or a disadvantage. It means you've got to get him out of the South, but you're not competing with anybody to get him out of the South. But on the other hand, you got to get him out of the South and competing with Alabama and Clemson and Georgia for a kid that is from North Carolina is not easy. They have a chance, but as I say in my prediction, if I had to predict right now, the piece I do sometimes on Saturday mornings, I would go with the field versus Ohio State at this point.
And then one of the questions we always get is, NIL. When it comes to guys like this, it almost, I'm not saying you take NIL out of it, but everybody has already said yes to the NIL. So it kind of flattens it out, as it were.
Going to be a piece to the equation, not the necessarily deciding piece. Because as you mentioned, everybody's going to put a good offer on the table.
John Gorby's thinking the way I am. The late, great Dwayne Long would always look to see who had the last official visit. Now that I don't think holds as much weight as it once did, when you could only take five and no one could pay you to visit. But your thoughts on the legend or myth of the last visit, given Sanders' last official visit is scheduled for Columbus?
It's a good thing. Of course, you got to get him there first. You got to make sure he doesn't commit to anybody else first. But yeah, I think it's a positive thing. But again, I don't think it's going to decide his equation. And you know, what's kind of funny, yesterday I saw a recruit yesterday, the day before, post on X, I am only taking my six official visits.
Yeah, only six. It's never, like I said, once TJ Alford announced he was taking all his official visits after he committed and just did the bizarro world flip, and I said, and you know what, when he actually explained it, it actually made some sense to me. That's how you know we are in the transfer portal era legit. All right, Bill, one thing we did want to discuss, he's not going to commit to Ohio State today. But Ryan Montgomery, fantastic quarterback out of Findlay, Ohio, younger brother of Luke. Very good basketball team this year, kind of a all-around sports family, football and basketball, as it were, in the state. Luke, people don't remember this, Luke was on the teams with Bronny coming up. And if you go to your YouTube and find some highlights of LeBron cheering, there's a couple with Luke standing right next to him. He's almost as big, by the way. Your thoughts on the situation, Bill, going forward? He had a bunch of Southern schools on there. Once Tavian St. Clair we were not going to get a Cardale and Braxton situation. We knew that, which was a wild situation low many years ago. And I don't think that in these days of the transfer portal where more than 50% of quarterbacks in Division I were transfers. I know I repeat that a lot. I just can't believe it. So sometimes I say it out loud just to make sure it's true. He's going to commit today, Bill. What's ironic is we think he's going to commit to a familiar foe.
Yeah, he has his announcement this afternoon, and I believe I'm virtually certain I'm all right. 3 p.m., he's going to announce his decision. And if I remember right, I went to Luke Montgomery's announcement a couple few years ago, and he did it at 3 p.m. So they're, if I remember right, they're keeping it consistent. It is three schools, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. The crystal ball is 100% Georgia right now. So I think there's probably a pretty decent chance that he's going to announce for Georgia today. When I think about that, first of all, I think about, you know, great for Ryan. You know, if he does end up at Georgia, then, you know, what a great spot for him to be. But then I think next thing I think is great for Ohio and quarterbacks in Ohio. If he picks Georgia, that means the top two quarterbacks in Ohio for the class of 2025 will have picked Ohio State and Georgia, arguably the top two programs in the country right now, or at least the top leading two contenders for the national championship. And what a great thing that is for the state of Ohio, having two quarterbacks of that ilk in one recruiting class. Fantastic.
Yeah, they're on a nice little run here over the last few years. Ethan Grunkenmeyer to Penn State in this class and a couple others. So Ohio has never been hurting
before that.
Yeah. I'll say this. Tavian St. Clair looks like he's quite a player. But Ryan Montgomery, if we had had him instead, obviously I don't want to throw – Montgomery is – Georgia's getting a very, very good quarterback. I mean, it'd be really cool if several years from now we could see them at some glorious bowl game and let's say beat them 34-33. We'll see Ryan have a nice game, Tavian win it, and everyone will be happy, Bill. All right, Bill.
In the national championship game, of
That's
course.
That's kind of my point. That's kind of my point. I don't think, last time I checked, I'm pretty sure Ohio State and Georgia are not in the same conference. That could change by the start of the season. I don't even know anymore. Up is down. You know, dogs and cats living together when it comes to conferences. But we will get back to all your questions, et cetera. But first, another word from our sponsor. Let me take this one down. All right. Nothing says summer, Bill, and you know this, like the taste of a juicy, tender burger grilled to perfection, and nobody does burger perfection like Omaha Steaks. Right now, when you go to omahasteaks.com, you can order the limited-time Burger Perfection Flight. You'll get 24 of their mouthwatering steak burgers for each of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, sirloin burgers, and their all-new Porterhouse burgers, all for just $89.99 when you use my code BUCKNUTS at checkout. Each 6-ounce burger is filled with flavor, from the mild and tender filet mignon to the rich and buttery ribeye. The quality and deliciousness of these burgers could only come from Omaha Steaks and are guaranteed to satisfy. Go to omahasteaks.com and order the Burger Perfection Flight today. And don't forget to use promo code BUCKNUTS at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. That's 24 delicious steak burgers for $89.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code BUCKNUTS at checkout. Hurry, because supplies are limited. Yesterday when I read this ad, I then started complaining about fast food and burgers, and I'm not doing that today. All right. There's been an entrance into the transfer portal. Running back Brady Tillman from the University of Louisiana Monroe. Doubtful he'll be a Buckeye, Bill. All right, let's get back
probably to the comments not. Here.
I will not forget women's basketball and men's basketball. Neil, we're going to do that at the end because we get – you'd be surprised how cranky people get when we talk about non-football commentary. All right, Bill, where are we on the recruiting front? We talked about retention. It kind of feels like they've done so well in 2025. They've moved on to a lot of guys in 2026. Do you agree with that, or is that just me?
Yeah, this past weekend was a great example. There were some really very good 2025 players in attendance, and we hit on those guys yesterday. You've got the two offensive linemen, Douglas Utu from Nevada, and Javon McFadden from that are both guys that like Ohio State, and Ohio State likes them a lot. We're at Ohio State. But you also had some really good 2026 offensive linemen, including the Ohio guys, Max Riley and Will Conroy and Micah Smith from Florida and so on. So it was a 2026-centric group at Ohio State on Saturday, and a large part of that was because they got so many of their top targets for 2025 on campus earlier this spring, got them scheduled for official visits, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a good thing. And by the way, I had mentioned yesterday that you have to give some credit to Justin Fry for getting if you had one position this past weekend that was probably overall strong or strongest at Ohio Stadium, counting 25 and 26 kids, it was probably offensive line. And somebody mentioned that we're setting a low bar now. You know, when we're giving Justin Fry credit for getting guys to visit, how about giving them credit when they sign these guys? But my comment was in relation to, we've had a lot of people on the Front Row message board this spring say, hey, Justin Fry can't get anybody to visit. Why aren't we getting offensive linemen to visit? So my comment was in regards to, well, everybody, a lot of everybody, but a lot of people were complaining that they couldn't get offensive linemen to visit all spring. Well, they got them to visit pretty darn well for the spring game. And overall, they did get, for the entire spring put together, they did get a lot of their top guys to visit on the offensive line, including David Sanders Jr., the number one offensive lineman in the country.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
All right, Bill. This looks like it's going to be Mika Hanna unplugged here. Once we open up to recruiting questions, my guy boxes out and does a heck of a job. Could we please get an update on Damian Shankland and Marion Guy, please? For those who don't know who these guys are, Bill, maybe a quick intro.
Now, they are two very talented defensive ends from the Hoosier State of Indiana. They are both scheduled to make official visits to Ohio State starting the weekend of May 31st when the official visits start for the Buckeyes. Right now, Ohio State has commitments from two defensive end edge guys. They've got Zaire Mathis, who was at Ohio State for the spring game, and they've got London Merritt, who had previously visited Ohio State. So they've got two defensive end edge guys committed. Justin Hill, they really want, and I tend to like their chances for the jack position. So with all that in mind, they may only take one more defensive end, two at the very most, but maybe only one more defensive end. And I could absolutely see that other defensive end spot coming down to either Damian Shankland or Marion Dye. So, you know, I think that could be the battle right there for that last position. We'll see.
Call me a homer, but I'll be surprised if Justin Hill goes elsewhere, or I'll be disappointed. Let's put it that way. You cannot get enough guys built like that. All right. I have another question here that I wanted to ask you. Okay, Bill, there's a question about quarterbacks. And how many we have on the roster. I think everyone knows we have the five. And then people think the standard question now is who's going to transfer. I really don't have a great vibe on that, Bill. I don't have any source telling me who is headed out. And I really, like, I can construct an argument for all of the five to stay. And again, the site's called Buck Nuts, not Buck Rational Observer. So I do get that I probably lean heavy towards the merits of staying, but do you have a hard vibe on that or a source letting you know where they're leaning? Because everyone assumes, oh, you can't take five scholarship quarterbacks and five that were, you know, highly recruited and have them on the same roster.
Yeah, I talked to someone this weekend. The name that always seems to come up right now is Aaron Nolan. I did talk to someone this weekend that is pretty well in tune with Aaron Nolan. The feeling might have been that it was tough for him. Well, the feeling was it was tough for him at first at Ohio State, and that he had to make an adjustment. And he was on a roster with Julian Sain all of a sudden coming in, and with the other guys that are already there. But the source kind of felt like things may have been smoothed over enough that he may stay. I guess I wouldn't be shocked if he did. And as we talked about, did anybody really help themselves that much with the spring game or hurt themselves that much with the spring game? If they did, I didn't see it. I still think Will Howard is probably the guy that'll trot out there the first game and get the starting snaps, but we'll see. I mean, I also have a hard time thinking, well, they're going to be able to keep all five of these guys on the roster. If they do that, that's a heck of a job by the Ohio State staff. But the reason I think Will Howard, you know, could end up being the guy, at least to start with, is that he can present a really good threat to run the ball at 6'5", 240 pounds. Ryan Day mentioned that is a dimension that they will have this year in the red zone to be able to run the quarterbacks. And I think that maybe, you know, could be I don't know if I'd say the deciding factor, but a factor in the decision. And if, you know, it's a long season, how many quarterbacks did we use the year Cardale Jones came to the rescue?
Yeah. I don't know, man. He says all the right things, you know. Air is, when you speak to him, he's one of those guys, like I've said, that makes you feel like he's older than you are. He's just a very mature kid, so we'll support him whatever he does. I mean, it's a tough situation when he committed here. Look at the roster. Not all five of these quarterbacks were committed to Ohio State or on the roster at the time. So if he were to change his mind, given the current situation, I don't think you can blame him much. By the way, since Bill was talking, four more guys entered the portal. Derek Brown of Western Michigan, Ike Udigwenu, a quarterback from Eastern Michigan, Goldie Lawrence, a wide receiver from UCF, and Shane Witter, a linebacker from Oklahoma, who was a 93 rated kid coming in. So by the end of the show, good Lord, who knows how many guys will be in here.
By the way, sometime I'm hoping before this podcast, in relation to the transfer portal, I hope to have on our site later today kind of a breakdown of where Ohio State is position-wise, numbers-wise, where, you know, they might need the most help as far as transfer portal guys coming in. It's hard to say right now because we don't know who else leaves from the program. We don't know that for sure right now. And we talked about this yesterday, offensive tackle, offensive line in general. Be nice to see if they could get a plug-and-play stud-type offensive lineman. That will not be easy. There aren't many guys out there like that. Caden Proctor was one of them. And then maybe a running back. You know, the depth there is not high. But, you know, we'll see. I'm going to kind of break that down of where things stand as far as numbers on the roster and where Ohio State might be looking portal-wise.
I could see them taking a running back, but it would have to be someone who just really likes watching football, because that would be a completely depth piece. When we say offensive tackle, I think we're on the same page in that they, you know, you'd like to just come in and plug in a guy who's, you know, right now projected to be like a second round pick. Nobody gives up offensive linemen that are that good. That's the problem.
Ask Bill O'Brien now at Boston College. Ugh. When there were all the rumors that Ozzie Trapio was maybe going to get in the transfer portal, and that would have been a great thing for Ohio State to get him. He is a really good player, and he's a tackle, a very good tackle. Bill O'Brien is not going to let him go, and it probably wasn't a hard sell because Trapio is a BC kid, but still. Yeah.
He's Mr. BC. In fact, his father played offensive line there, passed away at an early age. I think his dad died before he was 40. And I've said this on the show, too. It's Wednesday, and we weren't expecting to do the show today. So if you're getting some content twice, we're not going to make you pay twice. But and my geekdom in checking out third-round guard prospects for the Dallas Cowboys in the draft, one of them is Christian Mahogany, right guard at Boston College. And Bill, as I was watching the tape, all I could do was stare at the man lined up one spot to his right. And, dude, Ozzie Trapio is going to play professional football for a long time. I can't believe they haven't flipped him to left tackle. That makes me want to go look at the Boston College left tackle for the Cowboys, to be honest with you. He must be pretty good because – and it was a highlight film, but – nobody sniffs the quarterback with Trapio. And Trapio also looks the part. He might be about 6 foot six.
Listed as 6'7" or 6'8". I'm sure.
I know we all know about listed heights, but he's a legitimate one of the taller, batter dudes out there. Not a guy I expected to be a huge fan of at this point in my life, a random Boston College right tackle, but thank you to the portal for forcing us to review random huge people from all across the country. All right, there's some chatter on here. The Air Nolan crowd and the non-Air Nolan crowd are duking it out in here. I get that. It's tough. And like we've said, and another thing to repeat, more than 50% of the quarterbacks in Division I are transfers. It's just not realistic to think. I mean, if they keep – that'll be more amazing than anything else. If they have all five of these quarterbacks on the team in this era, you know, going forward, that would be incredible.
Even if they have four of them, highly recruited quarterbacks on the same roster is not the common thing anymore. I used to, when I did my projections numbers by position, that was automatic. Four scholarship quarterbacks on the roster for every school. That's far from automatic anymore.
Trouble at Eastern Michigan. Two more guys just jumped in the portal. Trenton Van Boning, an offensive tackle. And Cam Smith, safety. Trenton Van Boning is going to get more Ohio State Google searches in the next 20 minutes than he's ever had in his entire life because he's a tackle that entered the portal. I don't think he's headed to Ohio State.
And by the way, if I Steve Hellwagon did some research this morning, and he said that right now with Dallin Hayden and Cedric Hawkins leaving, he has Ohio State at 84 for scholarship players on the roster right now. That doesn't include McLarty, the punter, who is coming in from Australia. And McLarty told me he is going to be a scholarship player. I guess they could delay it a little bit. But if he goes on scholarship right away, which I think is what he has been thinking, and that would be 85. So they've got to lose some guys to take some guys. And I do think there will be at least a little bit more attrition, but right now, if McLarty goes on scholarship, they've got no room at the end, so to speak.
All right. Bill, we've been asked after the 35-minute mark, since this is all free going forward, we are actually going to talk a little hoops. Ohio State added Aaron Bradshaw from Kentucky. I had actually heard right when he went into the portal that Ohio State had reached out to him, so that's good they could bring him in. Bradshaw, about 7 feet tall, from Camden High School. I think it's fair to call Camden kind of a legendary public high school. The Louisville teams of the Denny Crum, the late 80s, were built off Milt Wagner and Billy Thompson, and Milt's son, DeJuan Wagner, for you Cavs fans, remember him. And now his son, DJ Wagner. That's how you know we're really old. If DJ Wagner's kid gets in the league, that's when both of us have to retire, Bill. But he's actually in the portal too, by the way. We had a piece in this in the boarding house yesterday. When you used to think people were going to Kentucky, I think you can now just shift that 10 hours west to Arkansas. Those dollars have gone right with Cal, and I do think there will be a run here on Arkansas basketball. Ohio State basketball, Brashaw Center, good player. He was the number one ranked center in his class, the number four overall player, and then he's the number nine center in the transfer portal. So something happened on the way to the end in the last year where he either didn't perform to the level expected or he was misranked. What's your vibe, Bill, on the Hoops team as yet? We heard that the no nepotism rule kept another Deber from joining the staff, but we digress. What's your thoughts on the squad, given your vast basketball background?
Well, I had to chuckle when I saw the early top 25 prediction or pieces coming out right after the end of the hoop season. I'm thinking, how can anybody possibly do that when rosters in basketball, they're not going to be the same in even 2 months or whatever. They're going to change so dramatically with the portal. And if you just get two or three guys in the portal for basketball, it makes all the difference in the world. Ohio State's team is not going to look like it did at the end of the season. That was fun watching those guys when like they did at the end, but it's not going to look the same. And we've already got changes, and you know them better than I do. You mentioned Aaron Bradshaw, but you got to give things a little time to settle down and see what your roster looks like. And right now I'm kind of positive. I have a positive vibe on everything Ohio State-wise of who they are potentially and have brought in to the program.
And there are some guys in the portal, though, that I think could actually help them. I'm not going to say any names here because I don't want to put any pressure on guys. But there are guys who can help them, and they need some stuff. DJ's dad was ridiculous. DeJuan Wagner was unreal. Milt Wagner was a stud, too. Believe me. 6'5", kind of like a two-guard. Hurt his knee back in the day when ACL surgery wasn't what it is today, but yeah, they're in good shape. All right, let's just Doug Shepherd. You accidentally I can't help Doug there. All right, Bill. I don't think Bill. Guess what? Bill and I will be back tomorrow. We didn't expect to say that, but Dave is under the weather. Bill and I will be here tomorrow with the Grand Poobah himself. We will make him carry the show because we did extra work today. But if anyone has any other questions and stuff, hold them for tomorrow. Bill and I will attack them. Once again, have a good one, Bucknutters.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.